From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is backing a controversial proposal to build a Muslim culture center and mosque near Ground Zero in New York. NPR's Mandalito Barco reports it's about religious freedom for the president.
The plan is to build an Islamic center with a prayer room two blocks from New York's Ground Zero. Conservative critics and many New Yorkers argue that it would betray the memory of victims of the Muslim militant group Al-Qaeda. But President Obama backed the construction project, saying religious freedom is the cornerstone of U.S. democracy.
Ground Zero is indeed hallowed ground. But let me be clear. As a citizen and as president, I believe that Muslims have the right to practice their religion as everyone else in this country.
He made his remarks at the annual White House dinner for iftar, ending the holy month of Ramadan. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
The administration's top official overseeing the Gulf oil spill disaster says BP's ruptured well needs to be plugged from the bottom. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says he's not certain that the mud and cement used to plug the well at the top is secure enough. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says that makes sense.
Whether it's the static kill or the relief wells for Louisiana, certainly would be a good thing if they can continue to guarantee there's no new oil coming into the water. But there continue to be serious challenges for our state.
Work on the relief well, which will be used to pump in more mud and cement for the bottom kill, was suspended earlier this week because of bad weather. Admiral Allen says it could take a few days to restart the operation. President Obama and his family are taking a mini vacation to the Gulf Coast this weekend. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, they're hoping their visit today will help businesses hurt by the spill.
President Obama is meeting with small business owners to talk about long-term restoration of the Gulf. Meanwhile, Dan Rowe, who heads the Convention and Visitors Bureau, says the president's wife and daughters may want to visit a water park or take a dip in the oil-free bay.
There's also something to be said about just sitting out on the sand, doing what kids do, is building sandcastles and letting their imaginations go wild.
A spokesman says Mr. Obama is looking forward to eating some Gulf Coast shrimp. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
Police in upstate New York are investigating a deadly shooting in downtown Buffalo. The shooting happened overnight outside a restaurant where police say a wedding party was being held. Buffalo police spokesman Mike DeGeorge says authorities are not clear about exactly what happened, but think it might have had something to do with a fight inside the restaurant.
Police are looking at the possibility that there was some type of a large private party inside the restaurant at the time.
Four people were killed and four others were wounded. Witnesses have told a local television station that one of the dead is a Texas man who was to be married this weekend. You're listening to NPR News. The arrival of a boatload of Tamil refugees off the coast of British Columbia has sparked some tough talk about Canada's immigration and refugee policies. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, there are fears that more vessels packed with refugees could soon be headed to Canada.
Canada's public safety minister, Vic Tave, says he believes there are members of the outlawed Tamil Tigers group and smugglers among the nearly 500 refugee claimants now being processed in British Columbia. Sri Lanka insists there are members of the Tigers on board. International experts on the Tamils say Canada has become known as soft and a main target for human smugglers because of its policies on refugees, and more boatloads of migrants could soon be heading towards its shores. Taves describes human smuggling as a despicable crime, and attempted abuses of Canada's generosity for financial gain are unacceptable. Meanwhile, Taves says his department is looking at ways to beef up the laws in a bid to discourage any more human smuggling. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The lawyers who persuaded a federal judge to overturn California's gay marriage ban are asking an appeals court to allow same-sex marriages to begin next week. As Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports, it's in response to an appeal filed by supporters of the ban.
Supporters of Proposition 8 want the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to prohibit gay couples from marrying until the controversial case is resolved in the courts. A federal judge says if the appeals court doesn't intervene by next Wednesday, gay couples can start holding weddings. In their appeal, Prop 8 supporters said permitting the marriages to proceed would lead to confusion and irreparable injury to the couples. The Ninth Circuit Court has not indicated whether or not it may weigh in on the case. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.